Okay, we're back with you in hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online right now at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can check out some of our podcasts at eRadioSports.com. And right now, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk some Big 12 men's basketball and the revival that has taken place with Rick Barnes' program. So we're delighted to welcome in tonight Steve Habel. Let's talk about Rick Barnes' program because they're close to the top of the Big 12 conference standings. And what a remarkable turnaround. You really tip your hat to him because this is especially for a team that last year that failed to make the NCAA tournament last year. What has been the key to success, Steve?
Well, you know, I was just talking with Coach Barnes about this morning, by the way, Alyssa. The fact that they got off to such a good start of the season, they scheduled well. They didn't have too many teams that were overwhelming to them, and that allowed his young players to buy into what they were trying to do this year. Texas only has one upperclassman on scholarship, Jonathan Holmes, who's one of their leaders. The rest of the team is freshmen and sophomores, so they've really gelled well. They surprised a few people early in the season, but whenever they beat Kansas at home and Oklahoma State at home, it was no surprise. And the other night we saw them against West Virginia, and West Virginia had no answer in any way for Texas. It's been a pretty amazing turnaround, like you said.
It really has. And Rick Barnes, of course, went in his 16th season at Texas. And as you were just talking about, Steve, you know, the roster is loaded with underclassmen in this year and what he's been able to accomplish. I mean, he's really got himself what position to be perhaps one of the tops when you come to the National Coach of the Year. Would you agree?
I agree that he's done as good a job as anybody that I've seen this year. You know, the real key to the Texas team is their inside play, even though their guards are pretty flashy. Isaiah Taylor, their freshman point guard from California, is a very flashy player. But the fact that Cam Ridley, their big center, 6'10", 6'11", center, and just a shot-blocking fiend, the fact that he patrols that paint really allows the other players on the outside to gamble a little bit more and, you know, and scramble on defense, because when they get through to Ridley, Ridley is going to knock that shot down 9 times out of 10. He has really been really good for them.
Steve Habel is joining us, the senior editor with Horns Illustrated, this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're breaking it all down, talking some Big 12 men's basketball. And, of course, Texas, their roster comprised of so many freshmen and sophomores. And I always like to ask coaches this, you know, how do you accelerate that process and get these young players on board and get them to have that belief in your system, your philosophy, and your approach and what the level of expectation is? How has he been able to do that?
Well, I think that, you know, Barnes is a very solid coach, Alyssa. I mean, he's been a great coach for a long time. The last couple of years, Texas has been down because they didn't do that good a job of recruiting players that adapt to his system. I mean, Barnes is an X's and O's guy. As you know well as anybody, 9/10 of the work is done on a basketball floor on the practice court. So they have to learn to work together. And Barnes has been really good about getting these kids to take what they're doing on the practice court to the games. It's been important for those guys to know that the shots that they take in practice against the defense that Texas is playing against each other in practice, they have to take those during the game. They can't be hesitant. You've got guys like Javon Felix, who's a great little sophomore guard. His shot's been inconsistent, but you know, a couple weeks ago, the coach told me, you know, Coach Barnes said, you need to take the shot when it's open. And if you don't, I'm going to take you out. And Felice has been shooting ever since and been hitting most of them. So I think that it's just a matter of getting confidence built up. You know, Texas did not play well Tuesday night against Iowa State on the road. They didn't play well a couple weeks ago at Kansas State on the road. And you know, this weekend they have Kansas at Kansas, so that'll be a tough chore. But, you know, I think they're in a good position for at least maybe a 5 seed or at worst 6 seed.
Steve Habel, the senior editor with Horns Illustrated, joining us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eradiosports.com. And I just want to step back. You know, going into this season, there was a lot of naysayers and, you know, a lot of folks even saying that Rick Barnes perhaps was on the hot seat. Fear can always serve as a great motivator. Would you agree?
Well, I agree with that, but I don't think Barnes ever thought he had anything to fear. You know, if you lost your ability to coach, that's a different story. And that's not never been the case with Barnes. He knew that if he could get the players in here that believed in his system and he could work with and worked hard in practice, then he could be back to where he is. I think that anybody that's surprised by the way that Texas has played probably doesn't understand the way Barnes and his staff work. You know, they they strengthen kids up. They make them tough. They make them where they can handle criticism from their coaching staff, and they make them available to handle just about every situation in games. Now, the fact that they're young will bite them a little bit every now and then, especially when they go on the road against tough teams. But they, as a whole, Texas has been very solid, mental playing and physical playing. They're a pretty strong team, and I think a dark horse to make some noise in the NCAA.
Well, my final question for you, Steve, is one of the players that comes out of a Rick Barnes system and just a phenomenal year that he's having in the NBA and MVP season, in my opinion, of course, is the great Kevin Durant. Weigh in on him and just what he's been able to accomplish this year with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Well, you know, I don't really watch a lot of NBA basketball.
Come on, Steve, you got to. What's going on?
I can tell you this much. Durant is a powerhouse. I mean, there's no doubt that he understood that he had to elevate his game when Russell Westbrook went down with his injury. And Durant has been an MVP. I think that there's no doubt it's going to be between him and LeBron James again for the MVP award. The only problem I see with Durant and their chance of winning the NBA Finals is that the Western Conference is so much stronger than the East Conference this year, Eastern Conference, and it's going to take, they're going to have to play a lot of 5, 6, 7 game series before they get to the finals against some tough teams before they can even get to Miami. If Miami's even there, I mean, Indiana's playing good basketball. So I'm just worried that Durant may wear himself down the way he's been shooting as much as he has and carrying the team. So,
well, let me jump in here, Steve. Yeah, the kind of numbers that he's producing. I mean, 31 points per game, almost 8 rebounds, 5 assists. You really have to wonder, that's going to wear and tear on you. And Scott Brooks, he's going to have to rely some on his bench to get him a break. But listen, we're flat out of time. We're up against the clock. We always appreciate, Steve, when you join us.
Thanks, Alyssa. Bye.
Okay, thank you, my dear. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.